Kristen. Welcome to Enkindle Family Scripture Reflections. Today, we're looking at the readings for the Ascension of our Lord, May 21st, 2023. Let's start with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus, in this Easter season, we are constantly celebrating that you loved us enough to save us, to rescue us because we needed rescuing. Lord, as we celebrate this Ascension Sunday, let us see how your ascension into heaven is part of the way that you are rescuing and saving the world. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. So we're still in the Easter season. It is coming closer to the end, but in the entire Easter season, from Easter until Pentecost, for 50 full days, we celebrate that Jesus came to save us. He suffered and he died and he rose again specifically so that he could rescue us from sin and death. But I think we need to really, really make sure that we understand why. Why did Jesus save us, right? What was he hoping would happen by rescuing us from sin and death? Because the reality is he didn't just set us free. He didn't just rescue us to set us loose and let us kind of figure out what to do next. He set us free so that he could be part of our lives and we could be part of his life. Jesus died to save us because sin separated us from God and we couldn't do anything about it to fix that. We couldn't get any closer. Sin kept us apart. And so Jesus came into our world. He became human. He became one of us. He stepped into our lives and died and rose again, ultimately so that he could welcome us into his life. That's why Easter is awesome. And that's why we're celebrating it for 50 days. So the Feast of the Ascension that we're celebrating this Sunday might seem like it doesn't really fit with Easter, right? Like if Jesus died to save us, because he wanted to be part of our lives and he wanted us to be part of his, then why is he ascending to the Father? Why is he going away? How can we be with him if he goes away? But the ascension was all part of the way that Jesus was offering us his salvation. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he took his full humanity with him into heaven, his body, his human nature, everything that was human about Jesus, and of course, everything that was God about Jesus, he took his full self back to the Father in heaven. And he makes a way for our full humanity, our bodies and our souls, to someday go to heaven too. Why? Because he wants us to be part of his life. His life in heaven, his life in eternity, his life in wonderful awesomeness that never ends. He wants us to be with him forever. And so he takes his humanity up into heaven so that he makes a way for our humanity to come to heaven too. But he also still wants to be with us. He doesn't leave and say, okay, I want to be with you someday. So whenever you die, and if you're good and ready, you know, you can come and be with me in heaven someday. No, when we look at the readings for this Sunday, in the first reading, we see the ascension, right? He rises up into heaven, but he tells them to go and bear witness. Go tell the whole world about me. Not just because I want them to know that I want to be with them someday. He wants to be with us now. And he says that very clearly in the gospel. The gospel takes place before the ascension. It takes place right after Easter, so probably like a couple weeks ago, right in our celebration of Easter. And he says to them, I want you to make disciples of all nations. I want you to baptize them, the whole world. Baptize people in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And I will be with you always. I will be with you always, even until the end of the age. Now, Jesus knew in a few weeks, he was going to ascend into heaven. The apostles probably didn't know, but he knew that. But he said, I will be with you always, because he knew, yes, my body is going into heaven. I'm going to go away in the way that you are used to being with me, but I am not leaving. I am coming to dwell with you in a new way, in and through the church that I am starting through you, apostles. And that church is going to spread by you proclaiming the good news, being my witnesses, and most especially by baptizing people. Because in baptism, I come to dwell inside of the person who is baptized. All that I did on the cross, all of my suffering and death and resurrection happened on the cross, but that saving work gets poured out through water and words at baptism. And I come to live with them because ultimately I want them to come and live with me. I come to dwell in their human bodies through baptism, in their human souls inside their human bodies. Why? Because someday I want their bodies and their souls to come dwell in heaven with me. Jesus came to save us, to share in our life so that we could share in his. He took our humanity to heaven. And now he asks us to bring heaven to humanity by bearing witness to him, by welcoming his work in our life and in our lives, being in a real relationship with him, and bringing him to the world in and through the Catholic Church. This is the ascension. And we have real work to do, my friends, because there are so many people who have no idea that Jesus didn't just leave 2,000 years ago and that was it. It's just a nice story from a long time ago. They have no idea that he went to prepare a place for us because he wants to be with us eternally in heaven. They have no idea that he remains with us in and through the Catholic Church so that he can be part of our lives now. So this week, let's pray. Let's really pray that we might recognize Jesus here with us, alive in our actual souls and in the church, both of those places. And let's pray that we might live our lives with our eyes set on heaven, where Jesus has prepared a place for us so that we can be with him forever. Lord Jesus, you dwell in glory in your human body in heaven, and you dwell in glory in a humble way, even inside our tiny, broken, wounded hearts. Lord, you are with us. You want to be with us, and you want us to be with you. Lord, help us to grow in love for you. Help us to welcome your love, and help us to be your witnesses, like the apostles, to the ends of the earth, that all might come to not only know, but to truly experience your presence in their lives, so that one day their lives might dwell in your presence in eternity. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.